You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
It is the last week of July, National Savings Month, and we're looking at how you can save more by keeping the right kind of debt on your balance sheet and doing away with the wrong kind. We have Hester van der Merwe, who is the financial planner at Ultima Financial Partners with us. Hester, thanks so much for your time. I think most people know what bad debt is. I mean, it's buying clothes on your store account or maxing out your credit card on a weekend away. But what do we mean by good debt?
Well, if we say good debt, I think the first thing that's very important is to realize that we are not encouraging people to make debt. But that is the kind of stuff that you buy that will enhance your portfolio in the long run, like buying a house. Your property should appreciate in value over time. So if you pay that off with, you know, after making debt, that can be considered as good debt.
Because we've seen banks become a lot more cautious in this environment in extending credit to consumers and households. Mm-hmm. But what rate of growth in bad debt have you witnessed in the recent past, particularly during the pandemic?
Oh, I don't have the figures with me now. I have looked at it sometime last year, but I know it has grown a lot, and it is worrying. I've looked at the debt report that's done every year, and it's really it's worrying me that people are making debt to make ends meet. That is to say, not to buy things, but that just to maintain the standard of living after the pandemic, or I know we're still in the pandemic, but after the lockdown. That's something that is happening more and more according to that report, and that is a very bad cycle that you can get into.
I mean, you mentioned taking out debt to make ends meet. And I suppose on one hand, we can understand, given the reduction in pay that most people have taken, and also the level of unemployment that may have hit some households. But if you're in a fix right now, a debt fix, and you want to get out of it, how would you advise our listeners to clean up their balance sheets?
Okay, so I think the first thing to do is get organized. Once you are overwhelmed and you don't know where to start, it's very difficult to get out. So number one, get organized, get your budget in place, make sure that you know where your deficit lies, if you have one, where you can cut, where you cannot cut, and then start paying off the smallest debt with the highest interest rate. Once you've paid that off, then you add that payment to the next one. And so you continue to work it off in a methodical way until you can see the light at the end of the tunnel again. And if that seems like something you cannot do, then get help. Don't be ashamed and don't be afraid. That's something I really feel so strongly about. Don't be ashamed. It is not something to hide away. It is not something to feel ashamed of. You know, talk about it and get help and support, even if it's just emotional support. Don't try to go it alone. It is a hard road to walk. And do it with somebody you trust and somebody who can help you.
Because, Hester, you mentioned a bit of a sort of good debt, if we put that in inverted commas, at the top of our conversation. You spoke about the home loan. But for some, it could also possibly be a student loan or a business loan or even a car loan. So if you are taking the step to pay off your debts step by step, which debt should you focus on first?
I think it's important to look at the cost of debt. And that's why I said look at the interest rate and start with the one that's the most expensive and pay that off first.
And what about the strategy? I mean, we're talking about the savings. And a lot of people think that let me pay off all my debt first before I can even begin to start saving. What do you think about that strategy?
Oh, you know, it's difficult, but I really don't think that is the best strategy, because what you need is time in the market. You need to give the market time to work for you and to help you build your portfolio. And if you focus on paying off your debt the whole time, then you miss out on that time in the market where the market could have worked for you. And the other thing you need to consider is, what are you paying debt on? It is mostly lifestyle assets. It can be your primary residence. It can be a car. Things like that, that is purely lifestyle assets. In other words, it will not produce an income in retirement, for instance. So you need to have a balance between those two things so that you don't end up with no debt, but also with no investment or retirement portfolio to look after you when you stop working. So it's a very fine line that you need to walk.
Definitely. Hester, thanks so much for your time this evening and joining the show. That was Hester van der Merwe, the financial planner at Ultima Financial Planners.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.